You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit artist Paul Johnson has produced a lot of work exploring a specific female form, a curvy, tiny-waisted, large, and drooping-eyed figure. His newest exhibition takes that female form in the direction of anime as he zeroes in on the way African Americans are so often depicted in anime and other media. The exhibition is called Sambo Princess, running now at Gray Area in Detroit. Paul Johnson is with us now via Skype. Paul, welcome.
Hello there.
Good to have you with us. Before we talk about this exhibition, Sambo Princess, I want to dig into just what led you to develop that female form that's kind of the hallmark of so much of your work. Where'd that come from?
Well, I was a hopeless romantic as a teenager. And in high school, I felt like I wasn't too popular with the females or the ladies. So I guess I ended up drawing my perfect woman, you know? And she doesn't really have a name, but I always seem to start off with a female's face and end up with the character of the body. So I would like to say it came out of frustration of not being popular in high school. It's a joke, but
I love you already. Hey, nerd to nerd, you expressed yourself through art.
Yeah, I mean, art and anime, I've always played around with like cartoons and animated like cell-framed cartoons. But recently, I've been trying to abstract the concept of what this figure means to me. And typically in anime, most of the characters you see are like flesh-toned or like, I don't want to say Caucasian because I think they're mostly based off Japanese or Asian characters. So I ended up finding myself drawing a lot of using a lot of flesh tones. And even when I would draw on ink and paper, the ink would be the outline and the paper would be white, you know? So it was kind of just like working off of that clear base tone. And after seeing some artists play with the color black, like Kerry James Marshall, I wanted to, you know, go back to my roots a bit more. And I didn't see a lot of African-American art, but I also wanted to just to see more of it represented in a pure tone, you know.
So talk to us about what you do with color in this exhibition, Sambo Princess.
Well, this exhibition is kind of like the evolution of this principle of this female that I have. And people often call her a princess. So I've kind of like stuck with the name princess. I kind of see them as my like little princesses, kind of like a father figure, I don't want to sexualize them in any way. So it's kind of like the evolution of how I started off with my kawaii anime aspects and the evolution of my style and the technique grows with the concept furthering what I'm going through right now, which is basically just watching a lot of anime.
And with these figures in Sambo Princess, it's varying shades of what, brown to black?
Yeah, from brown to black. And, you know, there's many different colors that go into the color black, brown, or, you know, white.
Yeah.
When I mix up my colors, I would have to say I use like a yellow ochre, maybe some burnt sienna, maybe a little bit of phthalo blue just to cool it down. But it's not necessarily black until I started using the carbon black, which is straight carbon black, the blackest of the black, no light. With the Sambo Princesses in particular, I tried to eliminate shading, tried to eliminate too many, I guess, factors I would normally would get stuck up on, like as far as shading, the source of the light, you know, what's the narrative, the theme, what's the location, the setting, what's the horizon line, is it floating in space? These are all things that I consider and go into like the math in my head when I make my paintings.
Yeah.
So with the Sambo Princesses, I sticked with just the carbon black, the background color, which I would use to cut back, which is to go back into my painting to make it look like it was, sharper edges or to make it look like it was stenciled on or overlaid. As the background color comes through, it looks like the negative space, you know?
Yeah.
So people tell me that these Sambo Princesses that I do with the flat color background, it looks more of like a pattern repeat. It really plays off the stark black and either the pink or the blue background. I like to go with pastel colors, and basically it's kind of like pastel and black. You see it from far away.
Yeah.
You see the figures, you see the curves, and, you know, you already get an idea. And once you walk up to it, you can see that it's more than just one layer, you know. There's many layers of me going in, cutting back. I like to work right on the canvas and work it out. So my actual paintings are very textured.
Because you're working it out right there.
Yeah, right there on the spot.
With this exhibition, Sambo Princess, Paul Johnson, the title brings to mind the children's book Little Black Sambo, written by Scottish author Helen Bannerman back in 1899. And As I recall from way long ago, the little boy who outsmarts the tigers is Tamil or Southern Indian. So I'm wondering how and when did the story get twisted around to the point where it used those popular minstrel stereotypes of black characters, something really used to demean African Americans?
Yeah, I remember my father telling me before, kind of just like pointing out some of the pop culture back in the day. It was a book. It led to a lot of the stereotypes that African Americans were assumed with. And, you know, I guess I would like to take it back. It was The Birth of a Nation, where it was like that movie, it scared the American audience when they saw this like crazy nature African American, or it just kind of painted a bad picture for African Americans. And in the documentary 13th, based on 13th Amendment, it kind of like leads into how the stereotype of African Americans is used against African Americans, as even now, you know, being raised African American, just kind of growing up and just being told like this is how we're seen, with big pink lips and big ears and like animals. You know, it's kind of like I really wanted to take that concept and beautify it. You know, it's like I do see some TV stars and some African American, you know, models who have these really big lips, and for it to be dramatized, I wouldn't call it a stretch. I do see some people with big pink lips, and I don't know. I don't know if it comes from what tribe, or I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. So it's not like a hyper exaggeration, but still the fact that it was exaggerated to a negative connotation was, I guess, the fact that I was trying to rework.
Certainly in your Sambo Princess exhibition, you are putting that princess, she's a goddess. She's kind of a queen or a goddess. So you're putting her in a position of power.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing but her, you know, and I focus on her. They all actually have smiley faces, except for a few who have sad faces, but those are like little, where's Waldo? But yeah, they feel so powerful to me with the blank color, the babes and the shapes. Yeah, I personally like looking at them.
What do you want people to take away from these images if they, you know, when they go to see Sambo Princess, what do you want them to get out of it?
Well, there's this whole narrative that I don't expect everyone to get, and it's not what I'm considering with every brushstroke. I'm just having fun painting. And I want people to take away that maybe it shouldn't all be taken that all that seriously. If it inspires something, great. If you like it and you want it in your house, even better. But, you know, I guess my job is to push people out of their comfort zones in a comfortable manner. And in doing so, I'm just making people reconsider and think about things in an abstract way, you know. I just want people to have fun. I want people to have fun. I want people just to, A, think that they can do it themselves. I want to empower everyone. It doesn't have to be picture perfect. If you look at them up close, you can see all my imperfections. And I, as someone who likes to have things perfect in my paintings, I've had to learn to let go. I've had to learn to call it and just be like, this is good enough. Because if I overstress this, I'll rework it and I'll ruin it. I'm often called the king of doing too much. And in doing so, you know, I'm still teaching myself. I'm still learning what I don't like. And I need to know what not to go to, or how not to go there, or when taking it is too far, you know.
And when it's done, right? It's probably hard to let go.
It's never done. It's never done. And I've realized that with paintings, too, because even with my Sambo Princesses or my abstract paintings, I'll put it up and someone says, I got to have it. And it's like, you know what? If you like it, if you think it's done, it's done, you know, because I can always be like, I could do more.
The exhibition is Sambo Princess, and it is at Gray Area, right there at 4200 West Verner in Detroit. And it's going to run through May 6th by artist Paul Johnson. It was great to meet you and talk with you, Paul. Thank you so very much for being with us on Stateside.
Yeah, the pleasure was all mine.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.